This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Extending the truce.
The hope is parties involved could agree with another extension.
Farewell to a first lady.
Mr. Carter will attend that special service.
Artificial intelligence at the doctor's office.
AI is here to help us. People look at AI and say, it's as good as me.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a temporary truce in Gaza is holding hours after a two-day extension was announced. CBS's Holly Williams says it allows more time for aid trucks to enter and for released hostages to leave.
Another 11 hostages were handed over by Hamas last night, including 8 children. The youngest, a pair of twins, just 3 years old. Israel's held up its end of the bargain by releasing 150 Palestinian prisoners, many of them teenagers. Some jailed for minor offences like throwing stones, others for more serious acts of violence. But it's bittersweet for many hostage families. This was Hadass Calderon last night, when she learned her daughter Sahar and son Erez were going to be released. Yet their father, Ofer, is believed to remain in captivity. Iris Weinstein-Huggy told us there's been no news at all. Her 70-year-old mother, Judy, is believed to be one of the American hostages.
The hostages that were released didn't see her, didn't hear about her.
CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
So far, just one American, 4-year-old Abigail Moore-Edan, has been released, and that's been disappointing for White House officials who were originally optimistic that 2 American women would also be freed in the first 4 days of this pause. Now, they say they're still hopeful that those women will be among the 20 women and children released today and tomorrow, now that the pause has been extended by at least 2 days.
The man accused of shooting and wounding 3 men of Palestinian descent in Burlington, Vermont, pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges, and it's possible hate crime charges could be brought in the case. Last night, a vigil was held for one of the wounded men at Brown University, where he's a student.
It really shows how unsafe we are, especially at a place so near to here and with a person so near to so many of our hearts.
The event was interrupted when the school's president spoke. Students demanding Brown divest its endowment from companies linked to Israel. There are new developments this morning in the investigation into the deadly wildfires that ravaged Maui. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Sources told us some Maui County officials are being what they called uncooperative. One subpoena was served to the Emergency Management Department, where radio communications that could have saved lives were seemingly not being monitored at the time of the fire. A second subpoena was also issued to the Department of Water Supply. This may be tied to a probe looking into why Lahaina's fire hydrants lost pressure.
It'll be a day of tributes today at the Carter Center in Atlanta. Mourners have filed past Rosalynn Carter, the former First Lady who died last week at 96.
Oh, I definitely said a prayer.
I want to be part of a historic moment. Not everybody can pay their respects to the First Lady of the United States.
A special service will be held there today. Former President Carter, at age 99, is expected to attend. A private funeral and burial is set for tomorrow. Now overseas to Moscow, where a court today extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich until January 30th. He's being held on espionage charges. The U.S. government considers him wrongfully detained. He was taken into custody last March. It's an early taste of winter in many parts of the country. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
10 to 20 degrees below average, even for places like Tampa, Florida, with our high topping out at 59 degrees. Otherwise, we're talking 20s and 30s from Michigan to Massachusetts. And the cold air in the Midwest is going over relatively warmer lakes and will continue to crank out that heavy lake effect snow today and tomorrow.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
There's word rescue teams using drills have broken through a mountain of debris to reach 41 construction workers who've been trapped in a collapsed mountain tunnel for more than 2 weeks in northern India. The idea now is to pull them out one by one through a narrow passage. The chairman of the Water Authority in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, confirms one of its booster stations was hacked, apparently by an Iranian-backed cyber group, which posted a message on its computer system
stating that our system had been hacked by legal right from the cyber avengers. Down with Israel.
Officials say there's no risk to the water supply. They say it could have been targeted because it uses components made by an Israeli firm. Families of children and adults killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre have made an offer to conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay a fraction of the $1.5 billion in legal judgments they won against him. Lawyers for the families say in a court filing they would accept at least $85 million over 10 years. On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Dr. John LaPook looks at the new impact artificial intelligence is having in the fight against breast cancer.
Tehillah Harris was only 32 when her mother died of breast cancer.
My mom was very concerned about my level of risk.
Harris gets screened regularly at Mount Sinai in New York, where AI is used to assist reading mammograms and breast sonograms.
I'm like, sure, sign me up.
Preliminary results from a study found physicians assisted by AI in mammography screening detected 20% more cancers.
Why is that important? You might need less chemotherapy when you might not need a mastectomy.
Dr. Lori Margulies is the director of breast imaging at Mount Sinai.
People look at AI and say, it's as good as me.
Why won't their jobs be eliminated?
AI is not there to be empathetic. It just gives an opinion.
You know, you want someone to come in and explain it to you. And if needed, hold your hand.
AI with a human touch. Dr. John LaPook, CBS News, New York.
Charities around the country hope people take a break from all the holiday shopping deals to make a donation today on Giving Tuesday. Lori Styron of Charity Watch says it pays to do some checking.
Do a little due diligence and make sure that you're finding organizations that will spend the vast majority of what you give on legitimate programs and keep their overhead spending reasonable.
Last year, charities received $3 billion in donations on Giving Tuesday.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A music icon's song sheet could snag big bids at an auction this week.
David Bowie's handwritten lyrics for Suffragette City and Rock and Roll Suicide just hit the auction block in London. The two tracks are featured on Bowie's 1972 album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. It's considered one of Bowie's best works. The lyric sheets include corrections, little notes, and different drafts of verses. It was on display for years at a museum in London. Now, auction organizers say it could fetch more than $100,000. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert's return to late night after the writer's strike ended was interrupted by a case of COVID. Now, the CBS Late Show host says this week's shows are canceled because he's recovering from surgery for a ruptured appendix. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.